This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Our next guest has been making Australia laugh for decades. And like all the greats, Kylie, Cher, Madonna, he's known all around Australia by one name. And of course, I'm talking about Woodley. It's Frank Woodley. Welcome to Joy.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Before we get started on the reason why you are on the phone, we want to know, what have you and your lovely family been doing over this lockdown? What's making you guys laugh?
I don't know about what's making us laugh. I mean, I know... for example, there's a couple of issues that people have been talking about in lockdown. You know, how difficult it is to exercise and keep fit, and also haircut is an issue. But I have found, because I've been homeschooling my kids, in terms of exercise, I've just been climbing the wall, which is kept me fairly aerobically fit, and just pulling the hair out in terms of personal grooming.
So you're getting a haircut and exercise.
Yeah. I've got a weird kind of tufty look around the head area now. Just kind of weird little tufts of hair, and it's just madness, isn't it? I have gone mad. I have gone mad.
Well, it sounds at least like you're making the family laugh. So that's you've gone mad. You're climbing the walls, and they're like, "Oh God, Dad's at it again."
Actually, I wish I could say that my kids did find me amusing, but unfortunately, like on the home front, you know, I'm the guy, you know, they're not my biggest fans, let me put it that way. Like, I'm not the kooky guy, I'm the guy going, can you put your shoes on, please? Yeah. We've got to go. You know, I'm that guy.
Tom and I have both been that guy, and we're that guy for sure.
We have. Look, Frank, but I am going to call you Woodley because I love it. We fell in love with you as you're one half of the comic duo Leno and Woodley. You know, you guys then took a break for 12 years, but you returned with the award-winning show Fly in 2018, and it's just played on Amazon Australia as well as over 200 other countries. Frank, tell us about Fly and getting back together with Colin.
It was actually really enjoyable. We did that show over about, like, we first did it a couple of years ago, and then we kind of toured it for about 18 months. It was based on the story of the Wright brothers inventing the aeroplane, but certainly, you know, I don't think anybody who went and saw it learnt anything about the Wright brothers. It wasn't like people who were studying aeronautical engineering at university went along as a little, you know, booster before their exam.
Tax deductible.
In fact, I think in terms of research, I think I got through about two-thirds of the Wikipedia page on the Wright brothers.
So you still don't know if they actually made it.
but it was great fun putting the show together. Me and Cole, as you said, we hadn't performed for 12 years or so, but we did there was a 30-year anniversary of the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and they invited us to do, this was, I think it was in 2016, I think, and they invited us to get back together and do a little sort of, you know, 5-10 minute spot for that show. And when we did it, it was just such good fun. We're sitting in the dressing room afterwards, and the eyebrows, they went up, you know. Well, there was a bit of discussion between me and Cole afterwards about whose eyebrows went up first. You know, in terms of, that was pretty good, wasn't it? Maybe we should, do a bit more of this. And we just got together, and as soon as we were together writing and rehearsing it, it instantly just,
it just
clicked back in, and we were making each other, you know, we were pissing ourselves laughing. And it was like, yeah, this feels very, very comfortable and very easy. So that was great fun. And in fact, me and Cole did a, in terms of when you were asking about lockdown, we did a show, like a Zoom kind of show, about a week and a half ago or so, that was, you know, kind of a lockdown performance where you had to buy tickets. I think you bought it on Eventbrite, I think, to get a link for the Zoom show. And that was really enjoyable and kind of bizarre to be part of this. It just felt very much like, God, the world is really, it's very peculiar now, but at least we're kind of part of this moment, I guess.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Like a time capsule.
Look, Frank, I want to know, yeah, a lot of your comedy is so physical. Are you really that clumsy?
You're actually the only person I could think of is actually climbing the walls right now, so.
I wish, look, obviously, in one way, I'm not, because, you know, you've got to be, in order to actually execute physical comedy, you've got to kind of be fairly coordinated and so
that
forth.
That makes sense.
But having said that, you know, but having said that, I have got a bit of a gift, because I get very absorbed in my thoughts. I kind of am, you know, I get a bit daydreamy, and I do have a knack for just doing things like, if I go through a door, I'll, you know, catch the sleeve of my jacket on the handle and bash the door into my head, or, you know, I am definitely, there was an incident a little while back where I had to, I was trying to run a little bit of electrical cord across the roof of our garage to go to a lamp, and I was, what do you call those little ties that you...
The cable ties?
What's the word for them where you... Cable ties?
Yes.
I was cable tying it to a pipe, and I was on a chair, and I accidentally cable tied my thumb to the electrical lead against the pipe, and I couldn't get it out, and I had to wait there standing on the chair until my wife came back from, she was out shopping. I had to stand there for about 45 minutes. So, yes, I am.
No blood left in your thumb. Completely. Oh, God.
No, it wasn't even that. Didn't cut the blood off. I just couldn't get it past the knuckle, and it was humiliating.
Frank, you are the people that the hospital's been warning us about. You know, stop doing things at home, because we need to keep the emergency areas open.
Yeah. Oh, God. Frank, next Friday, the 19th, Amazon Prime is releasing a 6-part comedic series called Last One Laughing Australia. It's hosted by the wonderful Rebel Wilson and has a lineup of Australia's best comedians, which of course includes yourself. What can you tell us about The Last One Laughing?
Yeah, it's called LOL, or Last One Laughing.
LOL.
Look, it's really, it's a really fascinating experiment, really. It is a comedy show. I think that it's almost hard for me to imagine what it would be like for people watching at home, because the premise of it is they got all of us comedians, I think there was about 10 of us, or maybe eight or 10 of us, and they put us all in a room, and the premise is, if you laugh, you get kicked out.
Oh.
So it's like a kind of a staring competition or a laughing competition, you know, that you would have with your friends, where you got the first person to blink loses. So the premise was, if you laugh, and even if you kind of smiled in a kind of a, you know, snorty smile, they were really tough, you would get kicked out. So all of the comedians, the goal was, we had to make each other laugh.
That would be... I can't wait. That sounds fantastic.
The worst thing is, I tried comedy for a bit there, but I always laughed before I got to the punchline, so I would be the one that knocked myself out. So,
Jess, I told you the only thing funny about you are your shoes. I've explained that to you. Yeah.
No, not at all. I just, you know, I can't say that I've seen your specific work, but that's the thing. That's one of the things I realised myself, that, and I'm sure it's true for many of the comedians who are in there, that actually one of the techniques that people use, and you often hear people say, oh, you know, you shouldn't laugh at your own jokes. That's the worst, the least charming thing to do. But if you look at professional comedians, they almost all laugh a little bit at their own jokes. Someone like Billy Connolly, he used to throw his head back and laugh, you know, he'd howl at his own jokes. But if you can pull it off, it creates that mirthful atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
But we couldn't do any of that. You couldn't even laugh, you couldn't smile or smirk or laugh at your own jokes. So it was an incredible atmosphere, and it was... when I first heard about it, I actually said, oh, look, I don't think I want to be part of that. That sounds like hell, like trying to make other comedians laugh.
And comedians are horrible sometimes.
Well, because, you know, they've got their own, what would you say, they've got their own agenda, you know, and if trying to make anybody laugh who doesn't want to laugh is always going to be hard. But then particularly comedians who know a lot of the techniques involved, and you know, they'll see jokes coming, and I just thought, and also the massive egos we all have, and I just thought, oh look, this will be a nightmare, and I actually said no to it originally.
Yeah.
But then the people at Amazon sort of really, you know, were saying, oh, look, have a look at this. So, you know, they wanted me to be involved, and they said, have a look at this Japanese version of it, and they sent me some links to that. And as soon as I watched that, I just suddenly became totally fascinated by the whole... So not so much about me, like what is my experience going to be of being in that situation, but just more, it was really fascinating. I personally found it really fascinating just watching, like, the psychology of it, that people are trying to, you know, find a way to crack someone else. It's like it's an incredible sort of battle of will, really, that was totally, totally fascinating. So once I saw that, I kind of got right into it, and I really binged on the whole series of the Japanese version, and the Japanese version is quite demented in itself, but certainly when you watch, I think that in some ways this show, it's not, as for the audience, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Oh,
because,
wow.
You know, it goes into really intense territory just in terms of hard to explain, but being inside it, like I think the show ended up going for about, the experience went for maybe 8 hours or something like that. We're all in the room nonstop for about 8 hours.
Not laughing.
And then they've cut that up into, I think, maybe 6 episodes or so.
Yeah.
But it was so intense, and people would be doing and saying the most outrageous things to try to shock each other and
oh my goodness. Well, I have been in the little groups of the comedians, and I can only just imagine, and I'd be fearful for it. Lol, Last One Laughing premieres exclusively on Amazon Prime on the 19th of June with a weekly rollout of Australia's leading comedians, finishing on July 3rd. And also you'll find Leno and Woodley. Their flyer is also on Amazon Prime. So we got so much laughing to do. My money is on Ed Cavalier, because that man can just I'm going to be putting money on this. We're gonna have a game. Tom and I, let's have a game and see which one was going to work.
Oh, I put my money on Anne Edmondson, because I think she's possibly the funniest person alive. But then again, because I was part of the show, I think it's illegal for me to even suggest that.
I just want to say that just because I think of the people that don't laugh at things, that's all. Not the one, is the money on person who... So I was going by the one that's just sitting there not laughing at someone.
That's a good point. Actually, I should just, before we wrap it up, I should actually mention that you got penalised, like you got a red card, if you didn't keep throwing in jokes and stuff as well.
Oh, good.
So you had to, you know, you couldn't just kind of shrink off into the corner and look at the wall and get through the play. You had to keep being involved in the cut and thrust. You had to be listening to other people, and you had to be... But you're right, Ed is very good at keeping a straight face.
And Joel Creasley.
We don't like people who coast.
Yeah, no coasters
allowed. No coasters allowed, like a Xavier on Big Brother. Just giving you a heads up. Look, Frank Woodley, thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, next Friday, Amazon Prime, Last One Laughing. Check it out. It sounds hilarious. Talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com, or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.